What's going on, guys? Just Couching It Podcast. Nate, Nick, Zach, and our good buddy Matt in the building joined.
It's me.
It's him. He's back. We got year one and year two. Fantasy football champions.
Man.
In the building.
I was so close to going back to back.
We'll get there.
So close.
We'll get there. Hey, next year it's going to be a belt.
Oh, shit.
It's a belt next year.
Yes.
Yeah, we got enough people, you know, it'll be a challenge. You got to
Your names will be on the belt.
We're going to add
you guys.
I'm ready for
take
it.
Take it home for a month or something. You guys got to bring it back every episode.
I'm aware to where just.
Yeah.
It's going to be weirder when I take it off.
What are you doing?
All right. And we're into an episode here. Go Pack Go.
I was at that game. I was at the Bears versus Packers game in Lambeau. What a stinker for my team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, being at Lambeau is always fun, though.
Packers. Yeah, it's a good environment. I do enjoy going. I'd go there every time instead of Soldier Field. I don't want to deal with the Parks Chicago District in Chicago. No. If they moved to Arlington Heights, I'm going.
I heard, are they, so, I've heard a lot of talk more last season. But are they, what's the Bears' plans for their team? Are they leaving
Soldier Field? They bought Arlington Racetrack, which is Arlington Heights. So the city is trying desperately to get them to stay.
Right.
They're a big tax revenue, and the city's running major deficits. Mm-hmm. So it's all really boring, really technical.
Political.
If you want to get into it, it's like the city is run like crap. Their budget's crap. If they lose the Chicago Bears, they're going to have a big empty venue sitting in the middle of their Parks District.
That's which, worth.
Billions of dollars. But no one's going to be able to develop it because it's a landmark, because Soldier Field is a landmark. So I don't know.
It's one of the first NFL fields.
Yeah, no one will be able to knock it down.
Right.
So you're going to have to fill the venue with something else, unless a franchise team moves in or a college team decides to play there. But then the revenue is going to drop. So it's a really sticky situation. So the city wants them to stay.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, the city wants them to stay so they can keep making money off them. But the Bears want to go to a place where they have complete control. Because right now the city owns the stadium.
Right.
So,
but the Bears are, their franchise is
privately has been owned. Say it.
The franchise
say it.
Has been failing the past.
No.
Few years, so.
Yeah, last few.
So,
I mean,
like I heard about the whole them buying that land and all that stuff, and them trying to get out of Dodge, and I just didn't know where they were at with that whole situation.
Yeah. All I know is they bought the land. I'm pretty sure they have the okay to break ground. So it's just a matter of getting out of the contract with the city and the city
building enough money and stuff.
The last mayor, they got a new mayor. The last mayor was trying to strong arm them really
Zach's
hard.
Getting wings.
This thing. She was trying to we're gonna penalize you. Oh, you're gonna wish you never left. And then they kept coming up with new ideas for the same old stadium to be renovated, and they were just pissing in the wind. Really, honestly, because they already bought the land. Like they were, we're leaving. Like there's no parking. It's hard
wind
to get
pissers,
in,
dude.
It's gonna be sad when Soldier Field goes, but I will never go there. There's no parking. It's hard to get to.
It's in the middle.
The
it's
city.
Right.
I hear that from all the Bears fans.
That's right around like that. It's almost like a park where it's like where the aquarium is and all that.
So they had parking lots on the sides. They used to, and then the Parks Department
There's
renovated.
There's a museum right there.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, then the Parks Museum took it and they ripped out the parking lots and put greenery in. We got green up the city.
Yep.
Well,
put some trees in.
You just destroyed the only
noise
parking
pollution
for Soldier Field. So now you got a 40-minute tram in. You got to park and walk miles to get there. It's a bad situation. But so Soldier Field, the reason it's not a good venue is because it's historic. So they took the footprint and they kept the pillars. That's what the most beautiful part of the building is, the old pillars, the Coliseum style pillars. But then the upper decks were added on. And they just went straight up. There was no outward expansion.
Okay.
So when you're in those upper seats,
it's like
you're sitting like this the whole game.
I was gonna say it's got to be like it's got to be almost like a basketball game where you're at the upper deck and the seats start going like
you're sitting like this. Like in Lambeau, you're sitting at a good angle. I love going to Lambeau.
Lambeau's awesome.
You never have a bad time there.
All right, let me go one for you. You said you like going to Lambeau. Have any of you guys been to Wrigley Field?
Yep. Mm-mm. Me.
So I'd rather go to Wrigley Field than AmFam Stadium.
Yeah, Wrigley is beautiful. The Green Beast, the wall is beautiful again. It's in a really good district of town. Once again, the parking is awful.
No, I didn't have a problem with the parking.
Yeah?
They sent us all the... Well, we got there early because we were like tourists.
Did you shuttle in?
Yeah, and we shuttled in.
Yeah, that's
we were like one of the first cars there, and we just took the bus to the stadium. It's off-site, which is weird. That's really weird. So if we had gotten there late, probably we would have had issues with it.
Yeah, it's bad when you got to park yourself. If you're planning on shuttling, it's okay because then you like go to like a carpool spot.
Oh, my God. I almost just...
But yeah. Wrigley is a beautiful field. I mean,
they caught it.
It's everything in baseball used to be. Yeah. And that's what's best about it. You know what I mean? It's just a classic baseball stadium.
Bro, and that shit was built like 100 years ago. Yep. So it's just historical. You get down there, and Wrigleyville is like its own little, like, you feel like you're at a venue.
Yeah, and the whole area around it is all that, like, old school, like, German, Irish, like, that old way of Chicago where you just be, like, deep dish pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah, you feel like a tourist in your own, like, area.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Chicago's like a love-hate thing for sure.
Well, it's mostly hate. I'm from there. It's mostly hate.
See, but, yeah, Hannah and I, we did the... What is it? The Shedd Aquarium down there?
Oh, dude, that place is dope. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That we did a day down in Chicago where we were like, oh, we're going to go do the Shedd Aquarium and then kind of like bum around in that area.
Yeah.
And we found this local Mexican joint, this hole in the wall place that it was, I don't know. I've had really good days down in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I've also had those days where you're stuck in traffic for 2 hours and people are driving on the shoulder and it's chaos down there.
Chicago
is mostly chaos.
As soon as you cross that border down to the Fibs, they cannot drive.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. I know you want to go 140 miles an hour, but the car in front of you is going 50.
Yeah. Dude, even
there's
once you get
no
to
way around.
Once you get to the bottom half of Wisconsin, like real close to the line, Janesville, like or Racine.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
You can't even drive there, man.
No, that's like
smell like
it. Like in the Lion King. It's like, Dad, what's that shadowy area over there?
Dude,
like, that's the border. We don't go there.
What is it? If you take 93 south and you see like the, you get to South Beloit and you see there's like the Volcano Falls amusement park or whatever it is with like the go-karts and the mini golf and stuff. You see that and you're like, we're in Illinois.
So you just like, well, you know how Beloit got its name? It's way on the bottom of Wisconsin, right? So if you say it like Beloit,
it sounds it's a turd hitting the water.
It's the turd hitting the water, oh, dude.
I can see that. I can visualize that.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Beloit.
Yeah.
A little fucking turd on the bottom.
That whole area down there, like,
ass. Bad. South Central Wisconsin is.
If I was the governor, I'd build a big wall, great big wall. You wouldn't get to Illinois unless you went past the wall. Just stop it all there. We could throw it Beloit. Take it. We don't want it.
Illinois, Beloit, take it all. That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah, we don't want Beloit, dude.
No, for sure.
I'm just kidding. Shout out to Beloit. All our Beloitians.
You know what the nice thing about Illinois is?
South
I
Beloit.
Will say it. Illinois has legalized marijuana.
Yes, sir.
So we...
Yes, sir.
We salute you, Illinois, because...
Because that's just...
They tax
the crap.
They tax...
Minnesota's better.
Way
than Michigan.
To go.
Michigan
did it better, Illinois. Get better.
Every state surrounding Wisconsin has legalized marijuana.
And what you do in a state that it's legal in.
So we have to outsource. But it's worth it, you know?
Well, as the guy who doesn't smoke, especially if you just drive
through. Especially if you just drive through. Not even for
not
smoking.
Even saying
like
we
if
smoke.
You if you have
just
if you
in general.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Family, friends, you know, edibles, this, that. I'm down to take an edible here and there.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're in Vegas, where it's completely legal.
If I go down to Illinois and I eat an edible, there's nothing wrong with that.
It is so fun, dude.
Then you're in Illinois.
That's why I need that edible, bro.
I said Vegas.
Like, man, this sucks.
This sucks.
This sucks
right.
A little less.
All right,
yeah,
this is fine.
That's why every state around Wisconsin had to legalize weed. Because they're just not as good as Wisconsin. Because
they're just not that great. Yep. As far as the Midwest goes, People say Wisconsin.
Vegas is dope, though.
Vegas is awesome.
Don't you see? We're right. We're the middest of the Midwest. The first place. We're the gold standard of the Midwest here. We're the ones that get in the middle.
First place I'm going when I land in Vegas is
a strip club.
A dispensary.
Because you're sick.
Personally.
Nope.
Personally.
I heard they got some cool
We're
ones.
Doing They've, Vegas for my yeah. bachelor party.
Yeah, I know, but he is going to see he's going to be a sick puppy.
No strip clubs.
Look
We're doing
at him.
That. We're doing
Look at that face. That guy is going to go Top see golf. Some things you shouldn't see. Donkey and, shows till midnight.
I want to go do one of those realistic laser tags.
Ooh, that'd be
where
dope.
You use actual ARs.
They also have
and
laser.
It vibrates when you get hit.
Dude, yeah.
He's going to have the vibrator. But
no, they've fucking got, dope with that.
They've got whole
obstacle, I think,
laser
that.
Obstacle courses and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
That
We're hitting dope. That shit, yeah. dude. All right.
Maybe UFC.
When's the BP?
2025.
Oh. All right.
We'll be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
I figure spring of 2025.
That's perfect.
Maybe we do it next year, but I feel that would be
okay,
so rushed.
Okay, that's kind of what I was going
to... Plus with Warren. For,
yeah.
You guys, everyone's got big things
we
going
talked
on.
About it already.
Oh, well.
Yep.
I've got a busy
People, they
year.
Know. They know.
Nate's for sure got a busy year.
Yeah.
You got it. What do you got going on this year? You got anything? Any trips?
I know as far as kid, I, when I sorry when I said work. We talked about it, I meant we already announced the podcast yeah. that I. Okay, yeah. Do you have any trips yeah. coming up?
I think
what you got planned up.
We're trying to go to Florida for my daughter's birthday. I'm supposed to ask you. Well, I'll ask you after the podcast about all the things you did while you're in Florida. But yeah, we want to take Asher down to see the ocean down here to work.
Florida is always
that?
Nice.
When is that?
June. Right on her birthday. That we want to leave the 9th and get yeah. back the next week. Next
That'd
week
be
Sunday.
Awesome.
Dope. Yeah, that's about it.
We won't be able to come this year, but in a couple
I
years,
always,
we'll be able to take some
I always
big group vacations together dope. Down to Florida and stuff.
I always Disney remember World. That was where we always went when I was growing up. It was a family trip down to Florida, whether it was to Disney or yep. to visit other family down in Florida or...
Same.
Go to Sarasota. For some reason, it was always Sarasota or
Clearwater. That's where I
Alligator go. World.
Yeah, I want. When
Clearwater
I went,
sounds
I
was, super familiar. Is that up
kid,
north
Glades.
By Louisiana?
My grandpa, I think, lives there in that
okay.
area. Or
yeah, I've always remember going down to Florida when I was a kid. Those were some of the best trips too. Just hanging out on the beach.
Bomb.
You bring your water bottle full of sand from a beach sand home, and you label it this date I was in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Tampa Bay is actually cool as fuck,
dude. Tampa, St. Petersburg is money.
You fly in right by the Buccaneers Stadium.
My uncle
dude,
used to live.
Buccaneers Stadium, sweet dude. They got the big pirate ship in it.
Yep. My uncle used to live in St. Petersburg across the bay from Tampa.
Oh, okay, yep. Cool. Yeah, it's just a vibe. We went to Busch Gardens. It's like a Six Flags, but way better.
You could do Universal Studios is more like an older age thing.
We want to go to Harry Potter World.
Dude.
Yeah, Universal.
I've been there. That's good.
I went to Harry Potter World maybe 15 years ago, and since then I've heard they've done so many.
Dude, they got Mario in Universal, and we wanted to go see Mario.
They have Mario in Universal now?
It's in Hollywood. And I will never go to Hollywood.
Damn Hollywood's it. Fucking
California?
Yeah. I'll go to the Redwoods. I'll go to the Redwoods. You
I'm
want
out.
I want to see a big tree, I'm going to the Redwoods in
not
California.
Going to Hollywood.
I am not going to Southern California. Yeah. No. Not on no. my life.
No. Los Angeles and Hollywood are like California.
Yeah, Northern California, beautiful. And then you go to Oregon, you see the cliffs. Beautiful.
Unless you live there and have a house, it's not a nice.
I did go to Disneyland in California.
Ew.
And
you're gross.
That was all right.
No, it wasn't.
Where?
Why do you not like Disneyland?
He said the California one.
Or no, in California.
Disney,
I went
Disneyland.
To Disneyland.
Disney World is the place to go.
It was all right.
It's like
Disney World is 50 billion times better. You can't.
Yeah, Disneyland is like family dollar.
That's what everyone that's been
Disney World is
says.
Like Dollar General.
Yeah.
It's just not even a comparison.
Yep.
You
Disney
save
World
a couple
is
bucks,
superior
but,
for sure.
Yeah,
if you're spending the money, go to Disney World.
Right. Well, I'm not.
You're
going
gonna
there.
Spend. You're probably gonna spend more money going to Disneyland,
Land.
Dude, in
just,
California,
just because of state taxes and all the venues
dude,
you guys stay
it's
at.
It's insane there.
Just go to Noah's Ark. Call it a day.
Dude, I never personally. I liked Riverview.
I like these other ones. I didn't like Noah's Ark too much. There's always too many people. And the lazy river.
The Kalahari, bruh.
We always went to
all
the...
All day.
The Kalahari was like when all I was day. Growing up.
I like the Wilderness Lodge.
That's newer.
Fucking dope.
That's newer.
So I like Mount Olympus.
It used to be Black Wolf Lodge, but now they call it the Wilderness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a whole campground and everything, and there's a...
it's getting bigger.
I used to work at a Great Wolf Lodge.
Wilderness is nice. Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge?
Great Wolf.
I used to work at one of those.
It's like a good wolf, but a good dog.
But it's great.
It's great.
It's great.
We made the wolf great again. It's such a great wolf. Everybody says it. I didn't say that. They tell me, they're like, this is a great wolf. Such a good wolf.
I didn't say that. People tell me.
What else? Oh, yeah. What do you got, Zach? What do you got planned? Big things going on in 24?
Marathon. Try to do that.
Oh, really? Train for a marathon? Are you going to go full or half?
Full.
Full?
Try to.
I did a half, and that shit... Yeah, I talked about it. We talked about it
on the
podcast.
In Vegas. Yep. Yeah, that, man.
I think if you personally, like... If you traveled for a marathon, if you found, like... If you did, like, the Boston Marathon or something...
See,
or
that's...
I'm gonna do Vegas Marathon, or... Even they do, like, the... If you trained, maybe not... This year, but in the future, like the Ironman that they do in Madison and stuff like
that. So I'm going to try to do the Madison Marathon in November.
Okay.
So it just gives me a lot of time to just run every day at a comfortable pace. They say to like run to where you can have a conversation with somebody and just go real slow and real far.
Right.
That's not you though.
You get in your...
I know.
Especially
it's hard.
Though.
It's really hard, but you got to pace yourself.
You get in that zone,
you
start
fucking sprint.
No, you start like it's almost mind-numbing.
You're on autopilot.
You start getting in your rhythm and your listening
marathons
to music.
Marathons are extreme, man. You're taking food with you. You're stopping to piss.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine doing a marathon. Yeah. A half marathon, I almost died.
Yeah,
so a full marathon, like, that's a goal.
So
that's a goal and a half.
The Madison Marathon's a qualifier for the Boston Marathon, so.
Oh, so if...
That's
do good
dope.
Enough.
That's there bucket list stuff
for
a runner.
That's right. What I was just talking. Yeah. Okay.
So
when do they do the Boston Marathon though?
I don't know. I gotta qualify. Yeah. Still,
it's once a year.
Just thinking about the Madison.
I know that.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the Madison Marathon. Still, it's 11 months out. Fucking.
That'll be awesome though. That'll be a nice goal for you to achieve. Do you have like a certain? How much do you run?
How much do
I guess like, a week? How much do you run per week?
Just kind of
currently.
A season.
I'm just afraid
right
to do
now,
this
dude.
Straight.
I'm just doing
between
like
lifting and because you mostly
I'm
lift
more,
right.
I'm more into my lifting and eating a lot of food right now.
Right.
But when the weather gets nice, I'll probably start cutting back on the food and
doing more cardio.
Yeah, more green stuff.
So you're
more
doing
more
the Wisconsin
fruit.
Diet. You're stocking up in the winter.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Summer,
yeah.
You can't back out on me either on that. We're doing a bike one too.
All right.
That's why you need to do the Ironman race, dude. The bike, swimming, and running.
Triathlon.
See, I don't want to run. I'd be down
dude,
for the swimming.
People died doing that one. Somebody literally died doing that one. The Ironman?
But that,
yeah, that
like,
shit's crazy.
He did the Vegas Marathon. He went 48 strip clubs in 25 minutes.
Run,
he's the fastest one to ever do it.
I spent $1,700. I got 3 blowjobs. I got 7 penicillin shots when I was done, and it was the best weekend of my life.
All in 25 minutes. That's why this man is a legend. Spam man, party in a can.
I do what I can for the boys.
Here, we're going to call Drew real quick.
All right.
Hey, we got to get while Drew's on the line, we got to get predictions for the games coming up on Sunday. So,
woo.
Good segue to this.
Who's playing?
It is
Kansas City. Kansas City, Baltimore.
Baltimore. And then San Francisco versus the Lions. Lions for the Super Bowl.
Here, let's actually wrap this up and then we'll start a new episode.
I got
real
Baltimore
quick.
And okay. San Francisco.
All right, guys, we'll see you on the next one, all right?
All right.
Woo woo! Ow!